Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Hello, people. Breeny here with some thoughts about New Year's resolutions. So many of us, when making resolutions, promise to change something about our bodies or our home or our job. These superficial changes rarely last because we haven't addressed the underlying issue, the reason we've created the circumstance in the first place. The key to lasting change is to look deeper. A place to begin is acceptance and detachment. Acceptance of circumstances doesn't mean stasis. When we accept a situation as it is, we're taking a very powerful position. We're seeing things as they are. So often we go through life choosing to look at things as we'd like them to be, and we don't admit to ourselves that there's a problem until it becomes unbearable. Our modus operandi is to deny, and denial is a position of powerlessness. We can't change a problem until we admit we have it. Acceptance is the first step toward change. Part of our problems accepting things as they are has to do with our preconceived notions about how they should be. We're attached to our mental picture of life and what we want out of it. This picture is useful to the extent that it gives us a reference point for where we'd like to be, a goal. But there comes a point where it stops being useful and starts creating pain. And that point is when we choose to identify with the goal, to make it who we are. Working on letting go of goals doesn't mean we'll never accomplish them. It means that we're detached from the means of accomplishing them. We relinquish the driver's seat to the universe. Destiny knows where we want to go. It just has other plans about getting us there. If you can let go and be aware of possibility, you'll face much less resistance. Practicing acceptance and detachment in daily life takes a little, well, practice and commitment. But they're resolutions that make life easier, not more difficult, and that's a life change we can all find beneficial. Thanks for listening this week. I hope you'll drop by BreenyMaxwell.com for a dose of my video podcast and come back next week when we'll be discussing joyous excess in interior design with Jamie Adler of Phyllis Morris Originals. Until then, I'm Breeny. Bye now.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.